the farm economy. Welcome and hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. The economic crisis facing America has got many folks concerned about their future.
The value of your home could plummet. Foreclosures would rise dramatically. And if you own a business or a farm, you would find it harder and more expensive to get credit.
President Bush speaking this week about the economic crisis. American Farm Bureau's chief economist Bob Young says, up until now anyway, the U.S. agricultural industry is in good economic shape.
Well, first off, I think it's very important for us to understand that agriculture is in very strong financial position. Agriculture, for the most part, did not go through this whole issue of subprime loans and things of that nature. Agriculture's had to have some pretty solid balance sheets to bring to the table for, you know, commercial banks or farm credit system or whatever, to provide them with some support. So they've been, you know, I think our balance sheets look extremely good for the most part.
Well, every year farmers are dependent on banks and lenders to help with loans to put out their next crop. And Bob Young explains why credit is so critical for farmers and ranchers.
You put crops in the ground in the spring. You know, it takes that entire growing season for them to come up out of the ground, then get harvested in the fall. You know, you'll probably go at least 8, 9, 10, 12 months or so between the time you've made a decision, between the time you've gotten financing lined up, and the time that you're ready to sell the crop. So financing is very important. On the livestock side, you know, think about cattle that you're going to hold onto those animals for quite a while, or hogs, you're going to hold onto them for quite a while before you actually generate a revenue stream out of the animal. So you need financing to be able to buy the feed, to buy the animal, you know, to finance the land. There's just lots of needs for financing in agriculture.
And Young says farmers are keeping a close eye on how the bailout affects oil prices. Producers have seen dramatic rises in input costs associated with energy prices, such as fuel and fertilizer, and that's had a direct impact on farmers' bottom line. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.